The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
As we bid a very good morning to Adam Gilchrist. Adam, this very bizarre story about the missing RAF gunner, it may be solved.
Yes, it may be, and not with a happy ending, I have to say. The mother of this missing man admits the conclusion looks, as she put it, devastating. But it's been quite something, because for the past 6 months there have been any number of searches for him. Last September, Corrie McCaig, a gunner with the RAF based in Suffolk in the east of England, he simply vanished. Mm. He was on a night out with some mates. He was last seen on CCTV in the town of Bury St Edmunds. He looked a bit the worse for wear as he goes tottering past the camera. And then he just vanishes. Numerous searches ever since in the 6 months have found nothing. Well, now there is evidence yet to be fully confirmed.
Right.
But the way it looks is that McCaig got so drunk that he may have collapsed unconscious in or near a rubbish skip.
Oh,
at
no.
some point, it looks like a bin lorry picked him up, essentially would have crushed him, and then dumped his body on a landfill site.
Oh,
they're now
God.
Going through that landfill site. Mobile phone signals mirror the route of the truck, and after 6 months of heartache, the mother is basically saying she's, you know, resigned herself to the fact she believes he's dead and will be found, or at least what's left of him, on the landfill site. A very sad end, an extraordinary end to the story as well. That essentially, he just got a bit too drunk.
Terrible tragedy. Budget day with a twist in the tail for the self-employed, apparently.
Yeah, this is the last budget speech for our spring until it switches the whole thing to autumn. And the UK Chancellor pledged more money to social care and hospitals, although some are saying it's frankly not enough given the crisis point reports we've had. Scotland is getting a large slice of the pie, which some are seeing as a bribe to stop a second referendum on Scottish independence. But as you say, Ray, the big one is a tax increase for 2.5 million self-employed people. I say it's a big one. I mean, will there be uproar? Will there be indignant entrepreneurs rising up and protesting? The self-employed, of course, are the least represented, the least supported, and the most likely to quietly acquiesce. I speak as a self-employed person. Actually, I don't think I am quietly acquiescing. I think I'm noisily acquiescing.
I think you protest is too much.
I think I may have gone too far, but
yes.
It's one of those things. It's pretty easy to pick on the people who don't fight back, isn't it? And that's the self-employed.
All right, mate. And finally, Ed Sheeran. What's happened with Ed in the charts?
Well, he's going great guns. I think he's first and third in the Australian singles charts
yes.
at the moment, but he's got this one-man takeover of the UK pop charts in the age of the download and the streamed and everything else. The talented Ginger One has sold 500,000-plus copies of his new album in a week, second only to Adele. All 16 tracks of the album are in the top 40 singles. He has 9 of the top 10. He delayed the release of this album because he's a bit of an obsessive, a bit like his fans who are busy downloading and streaming all this stuff. He wants to set records with his records. He's a bit of a sort of cricket statistician slash train spotter in pop clothing. It's a little bit weird, but do you know what? Why not? He's a pretty decent artist to set these new records.
Oh, he's loved, much loved. And, of course, Adele's appearing in Sydney on both Friday and Saturday this week. Thank you, Adam. We appreciate that.